Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country, and I am incredibly lucky to be chatting very quickly to Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum. How are you, mate?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Mighty, mighty fine. Now, you took Australia by storm when you came out and were support act for Keith Urban the other year, and now we've just latched on to Lady A like there's no tomorrow down under. So how does that feel for you? Because it's been a similar sort of whirlwind in the US for you guys, because you're still a relatively new group.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think, you know, obviously Need You Now was one of the songs that opened up a lot of doors for us, you know, around the rest of the world, and it's been really cool to see it. You know, last year we got to do some of our first shows, like you said, open up for Keith Urban, and it was just really neat to see the response. You know, not just to the singles, but to the you know, all the album tracks, which really, you know, said a lot to us that they were true fans that were buying the records and listening, you know, to them from top to bottom, and you know, were really responding to the music. And so, you know, when we decided to come back and do these shows on our own, you know, we didn't really know what to expect, and to see them all, you know, selling so well, and you know, I think we're doing like three nights at the Opera House, Sydney Opera House, which is going to be one of the most amazing experiences for us. We're so excited about that. It's just, it really does. It blows us away, you know.
And did you ever think when you were young and kicking around with your brother Josh that you'd be part of one of the most popular, one of the biggest country groups around at the moment, and have all these amazing experiences?
You know, you definitely don't know what to expect. You know, I'd actually put music to the side for a little while when I went to college and didn't really perform for about a good 4 or 5 years there. And so I graduated, and Josh talked me into moving to Nashville. You know, it definitely kind of sparked all my dreams. And you know, I think because of the success he had, you know, it showed me that it was possible. And so, yeah, I mean, I think there was a lot of things that kind of fell into place for us that led to it. You know, then once I talked, after Dave or Josh talked me to move to Nashville, then I called up Buddy Dave and talked him to move to Nashville, and we ran into, you know, I think if any of that, any pieces of that puzzle were missing, you know, I'd probably move back to Georgia and doing some kind of construction job, which you know, would be great in its own right, but it just, you know, wouldn't be like living out your dream here. So this is you know, I definitely feel pretty blessed.
Well, you know, a lot of guys that have finance degrees tend to live out their dream in their spare time with the money they earn from finance.
Exactly.
But you turn it the other way around, which I absolutely love. Now, you've also got a really cool tattoo on your arm of a song. Now, that's where we have something in common, because I've actually got a song line tattooed on my arm. Yours is from the Beatles.
Oh, nice.
Yours is from the Beatles.
Yeah, mine's Blackbird.
Mine's actually The Life of Brian, Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
Oh, nice. I like it. Always look on the bright side of life.
Yeah, that's it. That's
a great reminder.
Yeah, so tell me about the significance of your tattoo.
Well, you know, I got to, it's a lyric from Blackbird, and I'm a huge, huge Beatles nut, you know, and Beatles fan, and I got this lyric that says, all your life you're only waiting for this moment to arise. And it was about 2 years into our career, and I just, you know, I was really just having one of those moments, like, I can't believe this is really happening to me, and, you know, all my life was leading up to this this thing, you know, this moment and living out this dream, and so I just kind of wanted something kind of like what you have there, just to remind you to appreciate where you're at, and that, you know, we get to do what we're doing.
Well, I love it, and I actually can't wait to see you guys down here in Australia. So what can fans expect from this massive Lady A show?
Well, you know, one of the coolest things I think for us is, you know, we first started, you know, you got one or two songs people know, and now, you know, after being towards the end of our third record here, it's just, you know, to have so many more singles, you know, to pace out the show, you know, I think we have about 10 or 11 singles now, and or at least in the States, and so, you know, 10 or 11 videos running around there in YouTube. It just, I feel like when people come to a show, you know, for the most part, they're going to know all the songs and be able to sing along, and I think that's important. You know, it takes a lot of singles out there to put on a great show, You don't want to be doing an hour and a half show and having people wait the whole time to hear one song. So it's been one of the best things for us. And of course, you know, I think this has gone on, and we, more and more we perform, we get more and more comfortable up there and are able to have, you know, some really, I think, unique moments with the fans because, you know, we're just loosened up a lot more. I think if anybody who's seen us in the past, you know, that may come back and see us again, hopefully we'll notice the growth. You know, I think that's what we've noticed. We just had our first, you know, headline and arena tour and amphitheater tour here in the States. And so, you know, we've got to work on a lot of the, you know, a lot of those things that I think make you grow as performers. And so hopefully we'll bring that over to Australia, and we're going to be excited. You know, we're going in to work on some new music here this month and the next month. And so by the time we head over to Australia, we're going to be dying for some live shows. It'll be, you know, we will have been off the road for a couple of months, so we'll be fired up for it.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to see the show. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And I'm a big fan of all of your singles, as is the rest of Australia. Lady Antebellum, Coming Down Under. And it's very, very important that you buy your tickets early because they'll go like hotcakes. Thank you so much for your time today. Charles Kelly from Lady Antebellum.
I appreciate it, Ben. I'll talk to you, buddy.
Lying here with you so close to me, it's hard to fight these feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment, I'm caught up in your smile.
I've never opened up to anyone, so hard to hold back when I'm holding you in my arms.
But we don't need to rush this, let's just take it slow. Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight, just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up. No, I don't want to push too far. Just a shine in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for. This a little time, it'll only bring us closer to the love we wanna find. It's never felt so real.
No, it's never felt so right.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight, just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't wanna mess this thing up. Shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright with just a kiss goodnight. No, I don't wanna say goodnight.
I know it's time to leave,
but you'll be in my dream.
Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
The long and short of it, one of the country's best live duos have released their album Twin Flames on iTunes, featuring their popular original track, Robin.
Robin, you are so divine, sparkling eyes and a glass of wine, drenching sheep and chasing steers, working hard with blood, sweat and tears.
And some covers with a country twist. Download The Long and Short of It's album, Twin Flames, on iTunes. And be sure to visit their website, thelongandshortofit.com.au.
Hi, Jan. Oh, nice car.
Aussie Car Loans arranged the finance for me.
Aussie Car Loans? Did you get a good deal?
The best. Aussie Car Loans included a free buyer protection plan called Walk Away. Aussie Car Loans offers a safer way to borrow should my financial circumstances change.
Aussie Car Loans and Walk Away. Call today 1300 769 999 1300 769 999. Walk Away Protection is issued by Swan Insurance, AFSL number 238292. For a copy of the PDS, contact Aussie Car Loans. Conditions apply.